about them hurricanes. How we doing? Are you kidding me? You guys aren't fired up? So far, reports that we have on cam, everything seems to be, you know, relatively normal. So we're going to head over there right after I get done with the press conference and see how he's doing. But, you know, it seems, I think we're going to be fine. Okay. Obviously, aside from that, you know, hard to talk about the game when something like that happens. But, you know, guys played really hard, overcame a lot of mistakes, self-inflicted wounds. And found a way to just keep making one more play, getting one more stop. Another explosive, right? Special teams finally hunkered down and did some good stuff for us. The kickoff return was massive, certainly a swing on momentum. Andy with his long field goals helped us out as well a ton. And Tyler, what can you say? Tyler, the receiving core, Xavier Restrepo, he's back there right now. I'm sure he's exhausted. The offensive line, the defense, just a complete team effort. Extremely proud of these guys. Played a really good game against a really good football team, really talented football team. So, questions? Well, I think it's credit to the players because that's always been the goal. It's always, you know, when you change regiments and you change cultures, you have a choice to make, and you could stick with what you believe in, and sometimes, you know, it's ugly, you know, as last year was. But if you believe in it, you make sure that the right people continue to grow and stay, and you bring in people that are like-minded and hardworking, and that's a nice combination. And that leads to better culture, better atmosphere, better environment, better programs, better businesses, better organizations. So that's where we feel that we're heading now. Today was a big step in that direction. With Tyler? Oh no, he was outstanding. I mean, credit to him, credit to the offensive line, credit to the wide receivers. I mean, all of them took their turns. They all made plays. He's been an absolute awesome leader, you know, and he had a lot of autonomy going into this game to do things. And the matchups, we felt that we had good matchups. We felt the receiving corps has worked really hard and has proven themselves, you know, in practice, and did a lot of good things in game one. And certainly, yeah, they're loaded up in the box. Hard to run the ball against them. You know, some massive dudes, a lot of five stars, too deep. And we had some success, but not much. But the passing game was, they were awesome. Well, I mean, I think that's a better A&M team than we faced last year, quite honestly. You know, they got better pieces. Their quarterback's a great player. Receivers are outstanding. For us, I would say culture, talent acquisition, strength and conditioning, player development, leadership council. You know, guys like Xavier, you know, going the extra mile to be a great leader, leading not only himself but those around him, demanding more of their teammates. The scout team, I think one of the telltale signs of a good football program, take a look at what the scout team looks like. And the scout team has legitimate football players on there, guys that are legitimate high school stars that are still trying to find their way into lineup. It usually tells you have a good front line. And we are working our way there. We're nowhere near where we want to be. We had a couple of, you know, guys that are nicked up, banged up, so we'll see what that looks like. But all in all, just a massive step for the program. We knew that. I mean, we knew they're a really good football team. I mean, they've recruited better than anybody in the country over the last 3 years. So they're loaded to the gills, but we work hard, we practice hard, we train hard, we prepare hard, and we felt that if we eliminated mistakes, we'd eventually take over the game, and we did. Reassurance and being there, you know, that's as hard as it gets, you know. You got parents in the stands, you know, you got teammates. Football is unforgiving at times. I don't think that's the case here. You know, I'm again very hopeful. I don't like to get ahead of myself, but I like to think positive and think that everything is trending in the right direction, and we'll get to an update to everybody as soon as we get it. But yeah, well, you know, last year we had a tough time, right? I think we scored, it was 9 points. You know, Shannon, You know, we've been saying it for a while, but I had a chance to prove it about being an elite person, an elite coach, just like Coach Guidry. But I think the entire organization, those guys as coordinators, their assistant coaches, they worked extremely hard to put together a game plan. And I think the best thing they do is they trust the players. They put trust in the players and they have confidence in the players and they call the plays that give them a chance to make a play. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out, right? We dropped the post ball, right? We had a couple other mistakes that hurt us, but we went right back to the same guys and made some plays. So all in all, just really, again, honored to be a Miami Hurricane and proud of all the people involved in the organization tonight. Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody wants to see progress, right? You know, the offseason is so long, man. That's what's hard about football. You have to, 9 months, all right, what are you going to do? What are you going to be? What's it going to look like? Well, look, everywhere we've been, we've had a blueprint that has been successful. And we came to Miami besides the fact that we love Miami. We know when Miami is done the right way, it's the best one of them all. We are taking steps in the right direction. We are progressing. We are nowhere near arrived. Nowhere near where we want to be. But today was a big step in the direction we want to go. And just extremely proud of everybody in that locker room. Nothing I could say in public here to you, you know, but well, it's both. It's, you know, it's like, you know, and it's like, you have to go back in and you're going to have to play and make plays to win the football game. You know, it's a long game, right? It's a back and forth, especially in a game like this. They've got really good players and you're not going to run out the clock. You're not, you know, I mean, maybe at the end of the game, you get the ball and whatever, they're out of timeout, so you have a chance, but you're not. You're going to have to keep trading scores, getting stops and whatnot. And those are guys that have proven, especially these last 9 months, that they have worked themselves into being guys that we can count on to win. And we had to overcome some stuff, and we're going to get right back to work tomorrow to fix those things and go get better as a football team. We got a game on Thursday, you know, not much time to rest, but we'll be ready to go. Yeah, you know, I think when we lost Mesidor, it affected our pass rush a lot. I thought we were doing a really good job of keeping him bottled up. Our rush lanes were pretty disciplined. We got out, I think, three times, maybe a fourth time we broke contain. We didn't have a contain guy. That was a bust. But all in all, I think we did enough to confuse him, to prevent some big plays. He heaved a couple up. We missed time one. You saw Jaden jumps a split second later. He gets an interception. Love the way our DBs competed. That's a great wide receiving core, right? They had a great week last week, but Guidry is, you know, I feel the same way about him as I feel about Shannon Dawson. He's a real one, and he called a great game, and he planned them, and he schemed them up really well, and, you know, the guys believe in him. They do, and they play hard for him. They play hard for each other, so fun to watch. My view on aggressive plays? Yes, my sons still tell you I love them. You know what I mean? it's the way football is supposed to be played. You don't want to get anybody hurt, please. I don't ever want to see a guy get hurt. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in anything cheap or dirty. I don't. But a physical, hard-nosed, tough brand of football, it's got to be part of the Miami DNA. So you love to see us take steps. Sometimes we've gone a little bit over the edge, and we just got to keep teaching. You know, everyone always forgets these guys are 18, 19, 20 years old, right? So if we're supposed to be good teachers, let's teach them. And let's go get better, you know? Okay, guys. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate you.
Good morning from West Palm Beach. You can tell my voice is a little shot. But you heard Mario after the 48-33 win yesterday against A&M. I'm going to give you my thoughts. This team could have quit, but it didn't. It found a way, like he said. Kept fighting, kept battling. One of my keys going into the game was we had to get to Weigman. We did that. We did force three turnovers yesterday. And that was a big deal. We did what we had to do. That was a major thing there. At 17-7, I felt We could have folded the tent like we did last year in College Station, but we didn't. I mean, Tyler Van Dyke, what can you say about him? I mean, 5 TDs yesterday. That was just amazing. 5 TDs. I mean, that's just incredible. And the best part, zero interceptions. Zero picks yesterday. I mean, just incredible. Now, granted, we didn't get the 175 to 180 rushing that I felt we would have needed to win this ball game, but hey, everyone stepped up yesterday when it had to, and that's what happened. We got it done when it counted. Now let me get to the report card from yesterday. Offense, I'm going to give an A. I'm going to give an A. I'm not going to give a plus there. The only reason I say we could go high, we could have done better, is the fact we committed 10 penalties for 115 yards. And when you look at those numbers, I mean, the false starts were still there. The holdings were still there. Like Mario said, we're not a finished product. The guy cleaned those up, the dumb false starts, the dumb penalties there. And it applies to the defense as well, which I'm going to give the defense an A- again because of those penalties. But it made plays when it had to make. Let me finish up on the offense. 3 of 9. That's why I didn't go higher, because of the fact we only converted 3 of 9 of third downs. A&M, the defense, A&M, 8 of 18. Felt a couple things we didn't do. When you talk about what the defense did, it made plays when it had to. It made plays when it had to. Special teams, I'm going to give an A. The return from Rashad, that was huge yesterday. That was huge when we had to get it. Stewart had a, we gave up on the special teams. The kick returns. Rashad took one to the house. That, like Mario said, was a game changer for us. We could clean. And he made up for the fumble there. On the muff punt, from thinking, oh no, not last year all over again. But hey, this team would not fold. This in the past, we would have done so, but we didn't. We found a way to get it done, and we go on to now to the game balls. My first game ball is going to go to Tyler Van Dyke, 21 of 30, 374 yards. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, QBR 94.6. What can you say about him? Incredible, incredible job. My second game ball is going to go to Xavier Streppo. 6 receptions, 124 yards. 126, sorry, for Streppo. Third game ball is going to go to Jacoby George. 5 receptions, 94 yards, 3 touchdowns yesterday. What can you say about him? Just in tremendous. My fourth game ball is going to go to Rashad Smith. Now, I didn't think of this when he fumbled on the muff punt, but he more than made up for that on that kick return. The 98-yarder changed everything right there. That changed the momentum right there. And there's going to be one more game ball I'm going to hand out. And I'm going to give Mike that fifth game ball to, I'm going to give it to James Williams. 9 tackles, 5 solos. Tremendous job. Tremendous performance yesterday from everyone. But those were my game balls. And in closing, I want to say, there's some things we got to clean up. It's a big step forward. I said we're going to probably go to Carolina 5-0, but I'm getting ahead of myself there. We're not back. We're not back yet. It's going to be a while before we get there. But yesterday's win was a major step forward and where we want to get to be. We have a short week. We got Bethune on Thursday night. Probably next podcast will probably be, I'm going to want to say tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday. But I'll let you know about that. Great to be in Miami Hurricane today. For those of you that were at the game yesterday, like myself, please get home safely. I will be leaving here personally at about roughly 12 o'clock to head to the train station for the trip home to Tampa. Take care, everyone. God bless, and go Canes.